A Dream I Can Call My Own by Mem, read by CookieMom6067. When they finally get home, back to Joe's, which feels so much like home when Nikki is there, they stop in the foyer like they've never crossed the threshold together before. Joe supposes they haven't, not like this, not together. He feels like exactly the same person and yet completely different, his life splitting into the before and after of Nikki kissing him for the first time. And yet he is the same, because he has felt this way about Nikki for so long as simply a part of him, coursing through his veins, hot enough to burn. He turns to look at Nikki, sunlight streaming in through the frosted glass, and finds Nikki staring at him like he's seeing Joe for the first time, all over again. They're standing several centimeters apart like they're afraid to touch. They've carefully maintained that distance all the way from the stadium to the front door. But now they're alone. And Joe, he can't quite believe. "Hey," Nikki says, his voice soft in the quiet of the house. "Are you okay?" Joe laughs, and is higher than usual, a little shaky. "Am I okay?" he repeats and takes a step closer. "Nikki, yes, I'm okay. I'm so happy. He stops, feeling like he's not getting enough oxygen. "Nikki, can I?" He moves even closer, and Nikki's breath stutters, eyes going wide. They're so close, Joe can smell the soap Nikki had used during his hasty post-game shower, after Niall had interrupted them and Joe had asked him to come home. He raises a hand and cups it against Nikki's cheek, fingers sliding into his hair, palm against his jaw. Every sensation is electric, and the way Nikki's playoff stubble scratches against Joe's skin makes his entire body shiver. Nikki's eyes go heavy, and he turns his head a little, lips almost against Joe's palm. Their bodies are so close, Joe could press up against him and be touching from head to toe, and the thought of that thrills him, that he can now, most likely. But no, they've barely kissed. Part of him wants to jump from 0 to 100 at record pace to make up for lost time, since they already know each other so well. But another part of him wants to savor it as slowly as possible. He wants to remember every second, even as his mind spins, thoughts and feelings and sensations all mixing into one. He knows, inherent and aching, that every moment here is more precious than he can put into words. There's no way he will be able to remember it perfectly, pure and clear and whole. It's too much, how he feels and how Nikki looks, in awe and anticipation. So Joe closes his eyes and surrenders to it, crowds Nikki gently back against the foyer wall and kisses him again, slow enough that Nikki can back out if he wants to. Instead, Nikki's hands find his waist and pull him in, and he tilts his head so their kiss becomes seamless, figuring each other out one soft touch at a time. Nikki's hands smooth across his back, up his spine, fingers tensing and relaxing as Joe kisses him, and his touch burns through the thin material of Joe's shirt, every nerve ending lighting up. When they finally part for air, Nikki's back is pressed against the wall, Joe slotted against his front, hands cradled around the back of Nikki's head so it doesn't get knocked. Nikki's chest rises against Joe's as he catches his breath, and Joe leans back to take him in, lips buzzing. Nikki looks dazed, eyes unfocused, lips red and shining. Joe traces Nikki's mouth with his eyes before remembering he can touch now, and so he moves one hand and brushes his thumb over Nikki's bottom lip, feather light and soft. Nikki inhales sharply, eyes fixed on Joe, and Joe presses the back of his hand against his cheek. Nikki is blushing beautifully, and Joe's fingers follow it down his cheek, his neck, to the collar of his t-shirt. It's an old, well-worn favorite, and Joe curls his fingers in it, half wanting to take it off Nikki and half wanting to press his face against it. "Joe," Nikki says, voice hoarse, and Joe looks up at him speechless. Maybe Nikki's kissed all his words out of him. Maybe he never needs to speak again. needing only to kiss Nikki to be understood. "Shall we?" Nikki says, and then goes even redder. "Shall we move to your room or the couch? I don't mean to presume." Joe laughs and presses a kiss against Nikki's cheek, chaste and heated all at once. "Please," he says, voice equally rough. "Please presume." They end up on the couch because Joe doesn't think he can make it up the stairs. Nikki keeps stopping every few steps to kiss him again, lips catching every inch of skin he can reach, landing along Joe's cheekbones, his nose pressed against his beard. They trip over each other onto the couch and land, Joe braced half on top of Nikki, Nikki almost flat against the upholstery. "Is this," Joe asks, hovering above Nikki because it feels different to be on top of him, over him, pressing down against him. Nikki shifts under him until he's fully horizontal, hands smoothing through Joe's hair. He smiles, full and wide and open. And Joe smiles back, helpless. "Perfect," Nikki says, and pulls him down. They kiss until their lips are numb and Joe's arms are trembling around Nikki's head. He's trying very hard to remain braced above Nikki, lest he press down and just start. Well, he doesn't want to be a complete teenager. Nikki seems to have a parallel sense of boundary, hands staying over the top of Joe's shirt, smoothing over his torso but never below, and never under the fabric. Nikki's hand closes around Joe's arm and he frowns at the shake in it, fingers massaging over the muscle. "That's not good for you," he says and sits up. This ends with Joe basically in his lap, kneeling with his thighs bracketing Nikki's. They're both in loose pants, as preferred after an entire game in skin-tight Quidditch gear. Joe resolutely does not look down or dare sit any closer to Nikki's hips. Nikki grins and presses a hand against Joe's lower back, steadying him, while the other picks up Joe's left hand. Nikki laces their fingers together and presses a kiss against the back of Joe's hand. "Hi," he says. And it would be suave if he weren't such a dork, and if Joe didn't know that so well. "Hi," Joe says back, laughing quietly. "Who taught you to be such a romantic?" "You did," Nikki says, too sincere to only be joking, especially when he presses Joe's hand against his cheek. "Joe, Nikki looks up at him, and it's such a beautiful angle that Joe wants to draw him, if he were able to move. That can come later. The entire summer lies ahead of them. Joe must be grinning like a maniac when he thinks about that, but Nikki just smiles back and runs his fingers over Joe's cheek. "Joe," he repeats, and then clears his throat. "You'll tell me if it's all right, yes?" Joe laughs. "Of course it's all right," he says. "More than all right." Nikki pauses, expression shifting before opening his mouth again. "I mean, you'll tell me if I'm doing all right, yes?" Joe tilts his head. "Sure," he says. "I mean, good," Nikki says, "because I've never... So I'd appreciate some direction." Joe pauses. "Wait," he says, and Nikki's eyes narrow at the tiniest amount. "As in, I've kissed people," he says, like he's providing his medical history, "but not much more." He frowns when Joe continues to stare. "What?" he says, and his tone is wary enough to jolt Joe out of his surprise. "It's not," he says, and then shakes his head. "I just can't believe. Not everyone had your youthful days of fulfilling the Quidditch player stereotype," Nikki says, and Joe squawks and bats at his shoulder. "Firstly," he says, "those rumors were grossly exaggerated, and secondly," he raises his hands to frame Nikki's face, "what I can't believe is that it's you and you're so..." He takes a breath, unable to find adequate words. "You're stunning, Nikki," he says, and Nikki twitches like he wants to pull away. Joe hangs on. He's not letting go until he has to. I can't believe no one's ever, I mean, I'll bet all of Italy would have loved to. Ugh, no, not to that, Nikki says, but he's no longer frowning. No, I just wasn't interested. No time. Not worth the hassle. I get that, Joe says, fingers tracing Nikki's jawline. I was the same once I'd settled into the league a bit. Casual wasn't really my style. So you weren't going through multiple fans a night? Nikki asks, and Joe groans and lets his head drop against Nikki's shoulder. He feels it shake under him as Nikki laughs. Not hosting orgies with teammates, not special friends with every celebrity in town. Joe pulls back to stare at him. Where did you even get that? He asks. I thought my team had managed to scrub a lot of those rags by now. What can I say? Nikki says, looking smug. I'm a good researcher. You're a goddamn menace, that's what you are, Joe mutters, and Nikki smiles up at him. No, Joe says, shaking his head. I was never as wild as they portrayed me. And to be honest, he pauses, eyes caught on Nikki's. I always knew that I wanted to wait for something. He stops, trying to find an accurate word that wouldn't freak Nikki out so early on. For someone like you, he says. And Nikki's expression turns wondering, arms curving around Joe to pull him closer. What do you mean? Nikki asks. And it's completely sincere, open, and curious. Oh, Niccolo, Joe says, because he's been holding this in for almost 2 years now and suddenly he doesn't have to anymore. Oh my God, where do I even start? Oh no, Nikki's face scrunches with laughter. What have I gotten myself into? Hey, you kissed me, Joe says, raising both eyebrows, and Nikki smooths his hands down Joe's back, soothing. I did, he says, calm and assured. But why did you kiss me back? Joe stares at him. It was such a Niccolo Genovese move to ask for playback analysis even while the event was still technically happening. Why? Joe repeats, when it's clear Nikki genuinely wants his response. Nikki, are you crazy? Do you know how long I've wanted to kiss you? He cards his fingers through Nikki's hair, scratching against his scalp, and Nikki hums, eyelids going heavy. I have my suspicions, he says, voice soft again. Can you confirm them? Good God, Joe says, trying to think. When had he not wanted to kiss Nikki? Our first date? Nikki tilts his head. Did we actually have a first date? He asks, forehead furrowing. I meant our first dinner together, Joe says, after you hit me. The lines on Nikki's face deepen until Joe kisses them away. That wasn't a date, Nikki says, looking like he's trying to figure out complex math. Was it? I just wanted to make sure you were okay and how you felt, and you were so surprising to me. Surprising? Joe repeats, smiling. Ooh, you really know how to flatter a man, Nikki. Oh, shut up, Nikki says, going pink. I just mean, I didn't realize. No, Joe says, smoothing a hand down Nikki's neck. Now that he's started touching him, he really can't seem to stop. It wasn't an official date. We were just hanging out, I know. But if you had seemed open to it then, I wouldn't have minded. He leans in for a moment, pressing a kiss against Nikki's nose. I really wouldn't have minded. Wait, Nikki says, looking flustered. But that was so long ago, and we just met, really. His forehead creases again. And all I did was talk your ear off about your play. Because I reviewed all those tapes after the accident and just couldn't believe I hadn't paid more attention earlier. I mean, that kind of flight record on an automatic. He cuts off, lip catching between his teeth. I'm sorry about that. I was meant to be seeing how you were. Nikki, Joe says. He knows his expression is unbearably fond, and doesn't feel like filtering it one little bit. That's precisely why I wanted to kiss you. Because it was stroking your ego, Nikki says, eyebrows rising, and Joe laughs. No, he says, and then adds, although that was a nice bonus. Nikki makes an impatient noise, and Joe leans in to kiss along his cheekbones. Nikki lets him, like he's doing Joe a favor, the bastard. No, Joe says, tilting Nikki's head up. I wanted to kiss you then because you looked beautiful, Nikki. You always do. But when you forget to be reserved and just start talking, when you were so obviously passionate and knowledgeable on everything you were saying, Joe takes a breath, trying to slow down. It was like watching the full moon come out on a clear night, you know, he says. And Nikki stares at him, like he wants to scoff, but can't quite manage it. You were always so quiet and so talented, obviously, but I never knew how smart you were, or how funny, or how compassionate, how much you do for people without ever expecting anything back. He shakes his head, hands still around Nikki's face. Learning each new thing about you, across that season and the last, he says, was like discovering a new star every time. It was amazing. I just wanted to keep finding out more. It's my favorite thing. He's aware that he's gone beyond the purview of Nikki's question. But Nikki's looking at him like he always does when Joe starts rambling, like he's memorizing every word. After a long moment, Nikki blinks and says, well, you were always very good with your words. I'm honest with my words, Joe says. And Nikki scoffs. Joe gives him a stern look. I am when it's with you, he says, and Nikki doesn't seem to be able to rebut that. He looks away for the first time, and Joe feels colder without Nikki's eyes on him. He runs his hand down to Nikki's collarbones, his shoulders, down his arms. Did that answer your question? He asks softly. And Nikki glances back, color high on his cheeks. Yes, he says, like he's struggling to keep his voice steady. It did, thank you. Was it what you expected? Joe asks. Because something's not quite right, and he doesn't want Nikki to feel uncomfortable, not now. Joe knows he can come across strong. But Nikki's never had a problem with that, ever. Nikki says, and then surges up to kiss him, hands tight in Joe's hair. It's more intense than all their prior kisses, a little rough, and more than a little desperate. Nikki has always spoken louder through actions, and Joe understands him now as clearly as if he was speaking. Nikki grasps at him, strength evident from his arms all the way to his fingers, and the meager distance between them closes as Nikki pulls him in. He pulls his legs up, and Joe slides forwards, chest to chest, hips slotting together. Nikki's mouth drops open against his, and they both groan, loud and unheeded. Bodies find the other's rhythm like they have always done, in drills and in flight, and even in rest. And now this. God. Nikki draws back, eyes wild, and Joe doesn't even have time to catch his breath before Nikki is tipping him, pushing Joe back onto the couch and crawling over him, reserve forgotten, legs tangling, heartbeats thundering against each other's. Nikki's weight on him is deliciously grounding, tethering Joe to each moment, hyper-aware of every movement and sensation, breaking new ground with every touch. Joe's hand skates over the hem of Nikki's t-shirt, and with a frustrated noise, Nikki sits up and strips it off in one smooth motion, letting it fall over the back of the couch. He goes to lean back down, but Joe stops him, keeping him upright. He can almost feel his brain leaking out of his ears. What? Nikki says, shoulders tightening. This only makes his muscles shift and flex, and Joe runs a hand over his torso, palm flat against his stomach, his pecs, his collarbone. They have seen each other shirtless more times than they can remember, but never like this. Never when they haven't had to look away, quick and furtive. Joe drinks in the sheer sight of him, throat dry. He is pale despite the summer, and the bruises he carries from the game, their last series, the playoffs. They stand stark against his skin, each one a different color. A fair few are from defending the team, defending Joe, without a second thought. Sometimes the bludgers met his bat, sometimes they met him. Joe trails his fingers between the bruises on Nikki's ribs like he's mapping a constellation, while Nikki watches him, still and silent. Joe finds the freshest one, a dark and mottled purple, and runs a fingertip around it, gentle as possible. Nikki's breast stutters, and Joe, because he's too curious, because he's a little shit, Joe presses down just a little, just chasing his hunch. Nikki inhales sharply, and Joe backs off, pressing a kiss to Nikki's sternum and looking up through his lashes. "Sorry," he says, and Nikki stares down at him, eyes hazy. "It's fine," he says, and his voice is a little strangled. Joe grins against him, teeth brushing against his skin. Nikki whines deep in his throat as Joe starts to suck slow kisses against his ribs, a clear line against unmarked skin. His fingers skate over his bruises again, and Nikki shudders, hands gripping Joe's shoulders. "Huh, now that's interesting." "Just fine?" Joe asks, teasing, words vibrating against Nikki's skin, and Nikki shifts against him, pressing closer like he can't help it. "More than," he says, pushing into Joe's touch, up against his mouth. "More than fine, Joe. Fuck." Joe continues until he's made his own marks next to the others. His, he thinks, are much prettier. His hands trace lines across the small of Nikki's back, an open question that Nikki answers by grabbing his wrist and moving his hand down, until Joe's got a nice handful of his ass. Nikki groans when Joe squeezes and drops down to bury his face against Joe's neck. "My, my," Joe says into his ear, grinning up at the ceiling. "So forward, Mr. Genovese." Nikki grinds down like he's retaliating, and Joe gasps, fingers digging in. That's them, really, always a win-win, even when they're trying to outmaneuver the other. Nikki's hands scrabble at his sides, half trying to tickle him and half trying to get his shirt off so they can be even. And Joe takes his hands off Nikki's ass to grapple with him. It's a bad move, of course. They both get a little too into it, and Joe bucks hard enough to send Nikki flailing. "Oh, shit," Nikki manages to say before he's tipping sideways. Joe grabs for him, but he needn't have bothered. Their legs are still tangled, and Nikki drags him over too, both of them landing hard on the carpet. The air rushes out of Nikki's lungs as Joe lands on top of him, and he scrambles up, hand around the back of Nikki's head. "You okay?" he asks, too worried to hide it. He'd never live it down if Nikki injured himself during a makeout, for God's sake. Nikki pulls a face, stretching against the carpet, but he's grinning. "Make it up to me," he says, and Joe laughs, almost incredulous. For someone so new to this particular game, Nikki was already a top performer. Typical. "How about we start with an actual bed?" Joe asks, and Nikki's gaze darkens, tongue running over his bottom lip. "Sounds reasonable," he says, and allows Joe to help pull him to his feet, slower than usual. It's only then that Joe remembers they'd just finished an entire goddamn season, and with a Game 7 playoff game at that. He's got so much adrenaline coursing through him, he's not even aware of all his aches and pains yet, but he knows it'll come. Nikki grimaces as he stands, bones cracking, and Joe winces in sympathy. "Bed," he says, and takes Nikki by the hand. Aside from barging in to hassle him for being late, Nikki still hasn't spent a lot of time in Joe's room. It had been the final threshold, their pretense that they weren't what they are, long before Nikki had kissed him. Joe closes the door quietly behind them and watches Nikki take in the room, his belongings, the bed. He spots something on the back of a chair and laughs, picking it up. "So that's where it went," he says, holding up one of his old hoodies. Joe pretends to look innocent, and Nikki walks back to kiss him, gentle again. "It looks good on you," he says, and Joe takes it from him and nudges him back towards the bed. "You look good without it," he says. and Nikki rolls his eyes, hands pulling at Joe's shirt. They climb into bed together, both finally shirtless, and curl towards each other, foreheads brushing. "Hi," Nikki says again, eyes running over Joe's torso. He rests his fingers on Joe's chest, and Joe presses his hand over Nikki's. His heart beats under both their palms, quick but steady. "Hi," Joe says, but then barely manages to hold in a yawn.
"Oh, no."
"My God," Nikki says, even as he fights his own yawn. "I'm boring you already. I may as well leave." "Don't you dare," Joe says, and shuffles in to wrap an arm over Nikki's chest. His face fits perfectly into the crook of Nikki's neck, and he presses kisses against the soft skin there, making Nikki laugh and squirm away. All right," he says, as if he'd ever been considering it. "I guess I'll stay." "Hmm," Joe says, eyes closing. "Maybe it's a Pavlovian thing. His body's too used to relaxing around Nikki when they're lying down, ready for pregame naps." Nikki maneuvers them until they're under the duvet before turning so Joe's wrapped around him like he always is. "Nap first, resume later," he asks, like they're scheduling a calendar invite. It's still the most romantic thing Joe has ever heard. "Yes, please," he mumbles against Nikki's neck. "We have all summer." "Yes," Nikki says.
"E il resto della nostra vita."
His last words are so soft, Joe doesn't quite catch them, and they're too fast for him to translate. "What?" he tries to ask, but he's already half asleep by that point, fatigue smoothing over him like a gentle hand. The last thing he feels is Nikki lacing their fingers together and kissing the back of his hand, smiling against his skin. They may have lost playoffs, but Joe has never felt so victorious in his life. The end.